unhinged marriage hacks. So this TikToker, Michelle, she was just like, hey, give me your most unhinged marriage hack that you have. Like something that typically isn't one of those that would be in a book. Like, hey, don't ever go to bed angry.
This is how you communicate better with your spouse.
This is how you communicate better with your spouse. Make sure you meet them on their energy level.
This is real practical things that have come up in real life marriages.
Yeah. Okay. And so, you know, it was some pieces of advice were sweet. Others were a little bit more on the diabolical side. Like I occasionally
buy
gift cards. So every time he doesn't want to go out to eat, I'll say, oh, well, we have a gift card from Christmas.
Then he feels okay.
Then he feels all right.
And he's like, he thinks he just wants to save the money, but we've got a gift card.
We've got a gift card.
That's
doesn't matter that we bought it. But yeah, and so
oh my gosh, another commenter said we wear party hats during arguments. How can you possibly argue badly with party hats?
See, this is good. This is the unhinged marriage hacks. If you've got one, 502-795-1997. We'd love to hear yours.
I like the party hats.
But yeah, so if you
it automatically kind of takes some of the heat off, right?
It would you'd have to recognize in the moment and say party hats.
Yes.
And then party hats.
But I'm going to have to, like, mine would have to be extraordinary to where he couldn't look at it.
And then you'd have to,
like,
put it on. And
yes. Just to diffuse some of it. Just diffuse it a little bit out the gate.
Party hat time.
That would be amazing.
Kelsey said, I tell him made up stories about things my, quote, friend's husband did. Mm-hmm. And finish with, I'm so glad you don't do that. But they're actually all things that he does that I don't like. So he self-corrects.
That's so
that is
reverse
mental
psychology.
Again, that is those are things
that's genius.
You hear the sayings of like women play chess, men play checkers.
Yeah.
It's for reasons like that.
Yes.
Where that is more mental on such a deeper level.
That is mental gymnastics.
Yeah.
Time. That is manipulation.
And so,
at a subconscious level.
And so, look, I'm not going to say that guys aren't subconscious and manipulative in their own way, but there are very surface level to, okay, all right, I get that. All right, wow, yeah. You don't like that. Maybe I'll stop doing that too.
Yeah. So that would work on you, 1,000% is what I'm hearing you say.
Probably.
Shelby said, I Pavloved my husband by wearing the same scent only during intimacy for a year.
Oh.
Then I wore it to a family function, and he got feral. He glances at me when I wear it because he knows it still works. That's
I Pavloved
right
my husband. That's like the Pavlov's dog.
Oh, she smells in that special way.
Oh, I know what that means. That smell means something special is coming my way. Yeah, these are the unhinged marriage hacks that you have.
Oh my gosh, Katie says my great-grandma would flip over their home sweet home sign when they were fighting over something.
It is not
a home sweet home right now.
It is not a home sweet home. All right, we'll take some more of yours coming up here next on 99.7 DJX. 502-795-1997. Those unhinged marriage hacks is what we're asking for. This TikToker, Michelle, kind of just tossed it out there, and the responses have been great.
There are so many. Aaron says, the roast jar. Forget love notes. We leave each other roast notes in a jar.
What?
Nice try, parallel parking. Are your eyes painted on? It keeps us humble and laughing. If you can't roast your soulmate, what's the point?
That's good. Tracy texts in and says, me and my fiance, when we start to argue, we'll start talking like each other and imitating each other.
Oh.
We also try to predict what the other one's going to say.
Oh.
It sounds terrible, but it actually works for us because we just start cracking up. I'm telling you.
Anything that's going to get you to laughter, I think, can help diffuse any situation.
Sure, sure. Man, but that could backfire.
It could.
Wait, you're imitating
you
me now?
Really, yeah. Get really hurt and upset if you feel like it's not flattering. Tessa says we track each other's annoying habits with a PowerPoint.
What?
Every quarter we present a State of the Union, pet peeve edition. I once had a whole slide dedicated to no, the dishwasher is not a cabinet. We laugh, cry, and passive-aggressively animate charts. It's like therapy, but cheaper.
That's funny.
Karen says we have scheduled breakup reenactments.
What?
Once every 6 months, we plan a fake breakup and dramatic reconciliation, full sobbing, suitcase packing.
What?
And then a candlelight take me back dinner. It keeps the passion alive and the neighbors invested.
I guess so. And the neighbors invested.
The neighbors think they're breaking up all the time.
Unhinged marriage hacks. Oh, Delaney said, I make his lunches and dinner. And sometimes if I'm mad, I'll purposely make it a little off. And tell him I made it with anger instead of love.
Oh.
Somehow it works.
Okay.
Made with anger.
Just a little bit of, just a little, almost put that in there so you know.
Honey, there's a little bit too much pepper in this.
Oh my gosh, Lisa does the fake fights too. She says, set up fake fight Friday. Once a month, we pick a random argument to stage in public.
What?
It keeps things spicy, breaks up the routine, gives the wait staff at Olive Garden something to talk about.
Wow.
Bonus points if you storm out dramatically and come back for your breadsticks like nothing happened.
Could you imagine witnessing that happen?
I worked at Olive Garden in college, FYI, and I never witnessed that, but I kind of wish I did.
I've witnessed someone getting, like, quitting before at a restaurant, which was awkward. But, like, I could only imagine you're sitting there and you're just having dinner and then you're like, what is happening over there?
Just gonna be looking at you. Did we just see? What did we just witness? And I also endorse going back and getting the breadsticks. They're amazing.
Oh, shoot. These are good. All right.
One
more. Unhinged marriage hacks. Mary says, my husband and I refer to our innermost illogical thoughts as lizard brain so we can share insecurities without judgment. For example, I might say, lizard brain says you hate my haircut.
Did you say lizard brain?
Lizard brain says yes. Oh my gosh, that is diabolical. All right. Wow. All right, those are good. Thank you for those. It's 99.7 EJX.